Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Enjoy as much of the weekend as you can, folks, because it's about to get real. AccuWeather says we've got a nor'easter headed this week, and it should get here by Sunday night on into Monday. Meteorologist Matt Benz in the Weather Center for us with the big picture. Matt?
Hey, Larry, and the kind of big picture with this is just how long it's going to stick around for Sunday afternoon through at least Monday, maybe even into Monday night. And while it will have the characteristics of a nor'easter, AccuWeather calling it a tropical wind and rainstorm because it's coming from Cuba and will have aspects of a tropical system. We are looking at rain returning to the area Sunday into Sunday night, increasingly windy through the day on Sunday. Peak wind here in the city expected into Sunday evening and Sunday night through the day on Monday, where we could see gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour, 50 to 60 mile per hour gusts for coastal areas and out on Long Island. And with a persistent easterly wind, there's a potential for significant coastal flooding. Stick with AccuWeather here through the weekend. We'll keep you up to date. Larry?
Thank you, Matt. Zoran Mamdani, Jemani Williams, the public advocate, and others all lining up for New York Attorney General Tish James today after she was indicted by the Trump Justice Department yesterday on mortgage fraud charges. And the rallying cry, James says this is a desperate move on part of the president bent on going after those whose job it was to bring him to justice for his own crimes. And many of her supporters took to the courthouse steps today to second the motion. Here's Juliet Pompa.
Democratic mayoral nominee Zoran Mamdani called the indictment a persecution of Tish James, and he says it does not occur in a vacuum.
It occurs within a context of the weaponization of our justice system, an attack on our democracy, and the result of a broken political system.
Brooklyn Democratic leader Rodney Spisso-Hermelin joined a groundswell of support.
We have her back, and we will not be silent as she is attacked for doing her job.
She says James shows integrity in the face of intimidation. Juliet Pompa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Ms. James joins a list, including former FBI Director James Comey, who has fallen under indictment by the Trump administration again, as they say, bent on going after those who he considers political operatives. Mayor Adams celebrating the anniversary today of his subway safety initiative, which aimed to move homeless people off the subways and connect them with the help they need.
Our efforts have no doubt played a role in the 17% drop in transit crime in September compared to last year, leading to the lowest levels of crime for any September and recorded history when you take out those two pandemic years.
He says over 20,000 contacts were made and more than 6,100 New Yorkers received care, meals, medical care, and mental health support, including putting nearly 1,900 New Yorkers into shelters. Police searching for the person behind a homophobic hate crime late last month. This happened in the middle of the night in front of an apartment building on West 52nd Street over in Hells. Cops say two men, ages 25 and 28, were just talking and walking there when they were approached by the suspect, made some kind of an anti-LGBTQ statement before punching both victims in the face. We got a photo of this guy on our website at 1010winds.com, though it's a little bit blurry. Anybody with information, though, is asked to call Crime Stoppers. A 13-year-old boy hit with murder charges today, accused of gunning down an 11-year-old yesterday in Newburgh. Initial reports say the child had accidentally shot himself while playing with a gun, but officials said today it was another boy who pulled the trigger. Golly, these babies with these guns. Police said they have recovered the gun and they identified three juveniles of interest. There are few details so far about what happened. The investigation is continuing tonight. They're honoring Saul. Yep, the MTA honoring Saul Zabar, the eponymous owner of the famed Upper West Side Market who died earlier this week. Picture of Saul will greet commuters every day as they enter the West 79th Street subway station.
MTA Chairman Jan Oliber, who grew up going to Zabar's, did the honors.
Saul was celebrated in some of the obits as the Lord of Locks. I think that undersells it. He was also the Prince of Pastrami, the Baron of Brie.
Zabar's family and Upper West Side elected officials also helped unveil the sketch of Zabar in his signature white coat. A fitting tribute, said his grandchildren, Avery and Harrison.
It's so beautiful in such a special way to honor him.
I think it's truly amazing because, I mean, all the employees come here every day to, on their way to commute here.
Along with the thousands of visitors to the supermarket from all over the world. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the West 79th Street subway station.
Mm-hmm, a fitting tribute to 97 years old. I say, what was it, Tuesday or something he passed away? Yeah, Saul served his city. And we've known for a long time now that the terrible health complications that 9/11 first responders suffered from working at the Ground Zero pile. But for the first time, a new study shows a strong link between the severity of their exposure and the development of lung cancer.
The Stony Brook study finding that first responders who spent extensive time in the pile at Ground Zero a three times greater rate of lung cancer compared to those who spent minimal time working at the site. And then there's this.
Whether or not the lung cancer from the World Trade Center is similar to other lung cancers or different in any way, like is it in different parts of the lung? Is it a different kind? Is it more severe or less severe? Those types of things. So I think there's a lot more research that needs to happen in that space. But this is the first step that allows us to at least say that some of those exposures.
That's Sean Clouston, the research director at the school's public health program. He says their work will continue. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.